Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Fairbanks City Council regular meeting. This is October 27th, 2025. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Therrien?
Here.
Mr. Cleworth?
Here.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Here.
Mr. Ringstad?
Here.
Mr. Marnie?
I'm here.
Ms. Tidwell?
Here.
Mayor Prus?
Here. If you're able, please rise for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance.
As we gather for this meeting, an important occasion, we pause to reflect on our shared purpose, to serve our community with integrity, fairness, respect, and a spirit of cooperation. May every decision strengthen the trust and well-being of all who call our city home. And to those taking an oath this evening, may you lead with courage, humility, and a steadfast commitment to public service. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mr. Sanders, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk.
We're moving. There's no ceremonial matters this evening, Mayor.
Oh, that's later on.
We're at citizens' comments. Oral communications to the City Council on items pertaining to city business that are not up for public hearing. The total comment period is up to 1 hour and testimony is limited to 3 minutes. Any person wishing to speak needs to sign up on the list located in the hallway or must have signed up in advance using the procedures for providing online testimony found at the city's website. Respectful standards of decorum and courtesy should be observed by all speakers. Remarks should be directed to the City Council as a body rather than to any particular council member or member of the staff. In consideration of others, please silence all cell phones and electronic devices.
We have no one signed up for comments. Is there anyone signed up online?
There is not.
Is there anyone in the gallery who would wish to have citizens' comments tonight? If so, come forward. You'll be given 3 minutes. Seeing none, citizens' comments are closed. Madam Clerk.
We're at the approval of agenda and consent agenda. Consent agenda items are indicated by asterisks. Consent agenda items are considered together unless a council member requests that the item be returned to the general agenda. Ordinances on the approved consent agenda are automatically advanced to the next regular meeting for second reading and public hearing. All other items on the approved consent agenda are passed as final.
Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda? By Ms. Therrien, is there a second? By Ms. Tidwell. Does any council member wish to pull anything on this agenda that's quite light tonight? I didn't think so. If there's any objection to approving agenda, we're going to approve it as is. Hearing none, the agenda is adopted. Madam Clerk.
The consent agenda approved the regular meeting minutes of October 13th, 2025. It approved resolution number 5191, a resolution designating check signing authority for banking, investment, and custodial accounts of the City of Fairbanks, Alaska, introduced by Mayor Prus. It accepted the Fairbanks Diversity Council meeting minutes of September 9th, 2025. Returning to the general agenda, we are at Mayor's comments and report.
Mr. Sanders, would you please give an update on the FL-CIO contract?
Sure will. Today we met and we closed down on with everything, and there'll be an executive session later tonight to discuss it. But yeah, we TA'd everything at this point.
Okay. Is there any update on Halloween?
Yes. As you can see in the hallway here, people are starting to decorate. Between now and Friday, City Hall will be transformed into, you know, the Halloween place that it is every year, and we'll have thousands of kids here from 3 to 6 p.m. On Halloween, on Friday night, come in and get your candy.
So. Okay.
I hope we have enough candy. I will say that we need to, for all the department heads and all the people that are giving out the candy, one or two pieces of candy, not entire handfuls like we used to do. Yeah.
Greed is good. Greed is good. Madam Clerk.
We're at council member comments, first round.
Mr. Cleworth.
Madam Clerk, I think this is the time to say goodbye. Would that be correct?
It is, unless Mayor Prus wants to have a special time later after the certification.
Oh. I think it was a good time.
Good time now? Okay. Well, I first met you, I think it was in 2011. You were one of two planning commission members over at the borough that represented the city. And then I had the honor of serving with Dave for 6 years on the council. We sat over there. And then 3 years as mayor. And I just really appreciate what you have done in that time and your love and commitment to the city. Your family has been involved, I think, in civic events. Your father was, I believe, wasn't he?
He ran in 1952 for mayor, but he did other things here.
And I know your brothers have been involved in civic activities, and it's just been a family that is, you know, really focused on the community that you grew up in, and I appreciate that a lot. I was going to write up a whole bunch of neat stuff, but I was reading the city clerk's report, which is always a great read, and I thought I would just read what the city clerk wrote in the end of this. It says, "To Mayor Prues, it has been a privilege to work alongside you over the years. From your early service on the Clay Street Cemetery Commission more than a decade ago to your two terms on City Council and most recently during your 3 years as mayor. I've truly admired the unique perspective and exuberance you have brought to the mayoral role, both in day-to-day operations and during public meetings. Your commitment to the city has been clearly reflected in the hard work you've put in and the many accomplishments achieved during your mayoral term. You have been a strong advocate for the clerk's office, and I deeply appreciate the support and kindness you've extended to me and my team throughout your service. I hope to continue to see you around these halls or at the public testimony microphone. I wish you all the best in your next adventure." And I thought that said it real well from people internally within the city here. So, again, thank you for all that you have done. I appreciate that.
Ms. Therrien.
Thank you. I'll do the land acknowledgement and then say thank you. So we respectfully acknowledge the Dene people upon whose traditional lands we reside. We honor the Dene who have been stewards of interior lands and waters for centuries, the elders who lived here before, the Dene people of today and future generations to come. We also recognize that Alaska Native people would traditionally gather here and harvest Native foods. And Mayor, I can't remember if we served all 6 years together when, four of the six, yeah, that's what I thought. And then I got to serve for 1 year with you as mayor. And I think that you've done an excellent job, especially with regard to downtown Fairbanks and all the initiatives that you've presented, and especially cleaning up the fronts of the buildings and all of the other initiatives that you've done. I think it's great. And I wish Mr. Brubage was here to say thank you for the potty, but he's not here, so I'll say that for him. And being able to add in more police officers downtown has been a great addition, and I look forward to having scrambled eggs with you at the Elks again. Thank you.
Ms. Brinkle.
Oh, Mayor. Oh, boy. We got into it sometimes, but, you know, I really, really, really liked working with you. I thought we got some good stuff done. So I will miss you. I'll a scrapper. I will meet you to it, but I like that we always ended on a friendly note. That really meant a lot to me, and I bragged about that a lot for anybody who would listen to us. And I also appreciate you letting me go off-road quite a bit. I was thrown into a couple meetings. I thought, why am I going to this, or what is this commission? But I was always very helpful, and I hope that I did us proud, because I always ask the same kind of questions I ask in this room. So you let me have a long leash, and I liked that, so.
Thank you.
I hope that we will see you elsewhere and in the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ms. Tidwell.
Well, I want to thank you for a lot of the groundwork that I think you've laid for what will happen for the future of downtown, especially. all the initiatives from taking care of our dilapidated buildings and, of course, the Polaris site. I think that we can credit a lot of that foundation work to you. And I'm excited to see what the future of Fairbanks is going to bring. But I enjoyed the last 3 years with you as well, being voluntold to all the committees that I serve on. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Mr.
Best of luck.
Mr. Marnie.
Well, I want to begin with thanking you for your leadership. You know, I was on council when Mayor Matherly was on board, and you've really turned this city around since then. I think we got a lot of momentum going right now, and I'd hate to lose that. So hopefully we can continue that momentum and not go dormant. But I know, Mayor, I know that you have Fairbanks in your heart. You're born and raised here, and I'm sure we're going to see you around again.
Thank you, Mr. Marnie. Mr. Ringstead.
We've known each other too long for that.
Since we're born.
We'll keep working with you.
You got it, sir. Madam Clerk.
Because there is no unfinished business tonight, we are at item 12, the certification of the 2025 regular election and oaths of office. I'll read this, the election results into the record, and then we'll take a motion to certify. We, the undersigned members of the City Council of the City of Fairbanks, Alaska, in the meeting duly convened this 27th day of October 2025, do hereby certify that the attached election results are true and correct in all particulars, that Mindy O'Neill, having received a majority of the votes cast for city mayor for a three-year term ending October 2028, is hereby declared elected as the mayor of the City of Fairbanks, that Sue Sprinkle, having received a majority of the votes cast for City Council seat C for a three-year term ending October 2028, is hereby declared re-elected as a member of the Fairbanks City Council, that Crystal Tidwell, having received a majority of the votes cast for City Council seat D for a three-year term ending October 2028, is hereby declared re-elected as a member of the Fairbanks City Council.
Do I hear a motion to certify the results of the 2025 regular election? By Mr. Ringstead, second by Ms. Therrien. Council, discussion? Seeing none. Clerk, please call the roll on the motion to certify the election results of 2025 regular election.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstead? Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Therrien?
Yes.
The motion to certify the results of the 2025 regular election passes by a vote of 6-0. So.
May I?
Yes.
Before we take a brief transition recess, did you have comments that you wanted to give, Mayor?
I'll let Mr. Sanders go first. He's been chomping at the bit. Oh, God.
This one is tricky if you don't have it right up to your, like, right up there.
Like right here?
Yeah.
Is this working?
Yeah.
All right. So I have the privilege of giving Mayor Pruse his gold pan, which we have right here.
You mailed it to me when I was done being a city council member.
Yeah, I was not going to mail the mayor his gold pan. Like, come on, we can do better than that. Your gold pan, sir. But before we do that, I got to talk a little bit about him. So Mayor Pruse is always telling Mr. Cleworth, he's like, hey, I'm going to be a boring mayor. That's not
true.
As the guy who had to deal with all of his ideas, he is not a boring mayor.
By any means.
There is no way. He had a couple of sayings that he'd always say. Like, if there was a good idea, what was it
that you'd say, sir?
Do it.
Do it. I heard that all the time. Within the first week of us working together, I had an idea.
I don't remember what it was.
It was something insignificant. I
hadn't thought it through.
I thought we were just brainstorming ideas.
And he was like,
nope, do it. And I'm like, but we haven't thought this out yet. So anyway, we had to do it. The other thing that he used to say is release the Kraken. Now that had two meanings. When he would say release the Kraken, sometimes it meant go out and be inventive, you know, come up, be creative, come up with something cool, make it happen.
So that was one
release of Kraken. The other release of Kraken was, this is jacked up and you better get it fixed. So I think it was maybe our first Christmas in this duo. And I got him a toggle switch for an aircraft that said release the Kraken, and that sat on his desk forever in the release the Kraken mode for forever. One thing that I wanted to do, and I've been thinking about this for a while now, is I want to talk, like on a serious note, I want to talk about all the stuff that this guy accomplished. He has set the bar for what it is to be a mayor in Fairbanks. I'm going to just roll through. I had to take notes, and for everybody that knows me, I can get up and talk without notes, but for this particular thing, I've got 3 pages that I'm going to fly through. These are the accomplishments that this guy made happen. All right, Polaris demo. We all know it was him. Let's be real. It was him. He got us $13 million, made it happen. He has presented the largest budget surpluses in Fairbanks history 2 years in a row. He passed the first, sponsored and passed, the first blight ordinance in the state of Alaska, which has been incredibly effective in getting rid of some of these dangerous buildings we have around the community. He oversaw the implementation of an effective code enforcement program. He got us going into the Arbinger Institute outward mindset training for about half the city employees. We had another year-long Arbinger Institute leadership training for another 50 employees. He, as mentioned earlier, he let us go with the storefront improvement program, which has brought about $750,000 worth of improvements to downtown. Did the starter block concept, which is the ice skating rink that's just getting started down there. He implemented the Citizen Engagement Academy that came in under his leadership. Reduced property taxes and garbage billing, I think twice. Margarita might be wrong on that, but he's definitely reduced some property taxes and garbage billing. Implemented a strategic planning process and quarterly performance measure reviews. That's not something you'd think that'd be something that the city been doing forever. Nope, it wasn't. We just started it all because of this guy. We have Victor's Portland Lou downtown. We have nighttime security downtown. During the national police shortage, he created one of the most aggressive recruitment and retention programs in the nation. We have a $60,000 lateral sign-on bonus for officers. We had the biggest raise for any department in the for any department in Fairbanks history for the police department. We have a $10,000 per year supplemental retirement program for our police officer. New branding, increased nationwide advertising. He brought back 5 retired officers to fill key positions in investigation, training, domestic violence processing, and a dedicated foot patrol downtown. He's led the implementation of peer support integration into the police activities. For the fire department, he added that third ambulance. Believe it or not, 3 years ago, we were running with 2 ambulances and we were stacking calls like you wouldn't believe. It's not a problem now because of this guy. We funded 9 additional suppression members for the city to meet the NFPA standard 1710 for the first time probably ever. Created a community paramedic program, the first in Fairbanks history. Established a permanent training captain position, revamped the city's emergency operations plan. That thing hadn't been touched in over a decade. It's supposed to be done every year. We hadn't touched it in a decade. We got it going again under this guy. Provided funding for the renovation of the fire training center. That building had set the way it was built in 1980. It had one renovation. That was in 1988. It was not made for modern times. By the end of next year, it will be made for modern times, and it's because he let us run with that program. Gutted and completely renovated Fire Station 3. It had only had minor maintenance since 1979. For the dispatch center, created the operational manager position, funded additional call takers, led recruitment and retention efforts, which resulted in FECC being fully staffed for the first time in probably 20 years, possibly ever. It gave them the largest pay raise that their department's ever had, implemented some training improvements using artificial intelligence, and a big one for them is you got them their jackets. They've been asking forever just to have jackets. I know that seems like a little thing. The mayor's like, yeah, we'll get you jackets. It had a huge impact.
It was do it.
Yes, it was definitely one of those do it moments. Public Works. He led retention and recruitment efforts, and that's really across all the departments. 3 years ago, every department in the city was in a staffing crisis. Just to be honest, it was. And now that's not the case. We are about to wrap up the second AFL-CIO contract since in your term. They gave him a seasonal bonus last year, multiple equipment purchases to speed up the removal of snow, supported a CDL training opportunity. For City Hall, massive security improvements. We no longer have people hiding in closets because we actually have cameras and panic buttons and all that stuff. We got a new roof, new windows, renovated an entire wing for about $1 million. I think had so many contaminants in it. All these historic photos and documents are all over the walls. They're all in similar frames now, all because of his vision with that. We established a records manager position in the city clerk's office, established records maintenance day once per quarter to try to gain some sort of control over the city's documents that had been, you know, in some cases neglected for decades. Significant pay raises for the engineers and building inspectors, and despite everything, we did what we could to try to keep the Boys and Girls Club open. That one, it didn't work, but we're gonna get something else in there. For the social services, he led a social service symposium that was attended by about 250 people and featured leading experts from across the nation. He advocated for the creation of a crisis stabilization center, and that stabilization center is expected to be open and operational next year. He went down to, I believe, Arizona for that one?
Yeah. Pain in the butt.
Oh, yeah, he was traveling all over that week. He enabled the reentry and housing coordinators to fund hundreds of people in Fairbanks that were struggling with homelessness. Personally oversaw the removal of several dangerous encampments. He is a mayor who was actually out there with the social service folks offering services to people that were in encampments. And then when he wasn't doing that, when Public Works is in there cleaning them up, he was also there overseeing that. He re-envisioned the emergency service patrol to include follow-on care, case managers, and a clinician oversight, and facilitated the Crisis Prevention Institute training for most of the city employees and all the police officers and nearly all the firefighters. So that is just a brief synopsis of what he's done. I know that's a lot. I hope I didn't blow your over-under.
You blew it.
And there's one other thing. If we could get Emily to come up here. I know. I am so sorry, Emily. I have to do it. We got something for you. So would you mind handing that? Thanks. So one thing that I can say for a fact is this guy gets up early and starts working early. I don't know how many times on like a Saturday or Sunday at 5:30 in the morning I'm getting a text about something. And I know that Emily was probably doing the same thing that Marianne was doing and being like, why are you on your phone at 5:30 in the morning? So after 3 years of that, the least we could do is get you some flowers, Emily.
I have a microphone.
She said sparkling cider for the record.
It's not scotch. Everything that Mr. Sanders read off was because there's a very good working group down here of city council members and incredible people at City Hall. I'm probably one of the most fortunate people I know, being born and raised in Fairbanks, Alaska, and working with such great people on endeavors that I was wanting to and allowed to. You gave me great open range, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every bit of it. I enjoyed every day. And when you enjoy every day, you're gonna accomplish a lot of stuff. Working with Mr. Sanders, you know, when you're dealing with someone like that, and you're going to get stuff accomplished. You're just going to get stuff done. We did a lot of things. Fairbanks, I believe, is a better place because of the working relationship that this room had with each other, the people who were elected and the people who are staffed here. I slept with a phone next to my head for 3 years because I would fear the text or phone call I'd get from the fire chief or the police chief. But I knew that when they called, it had to be answered, simple as that. working with Margarita on a daily basis. My mornings with Margarita, 7:15 a.m., just about every morning. You know, Finance Committee, you met once a month with her. I met every day with Margarita and got educated and updated on how it worked. And, working with Jake coming in with HR and with all the positions that needed to be filled and getting that done and watching him evolve and grow into that position, it's just been unique. Public works, my God, Jeremiah, every meeting we had, you try and fluster me with a new hat. So I even responded a couple times, but it was those camaraderies that we had and what they were able to do with getting public works, the snow plowing, the street maintenance, everything, and when you're the mayor, and Mindy, when you're the mayor, and you get to pick up the phone and call someone directly, and they're going to respond like that. It's a great group that you're going to work with. Really, it's just a great group. And I've been very fortunate. When I came into this position, Mayor Matherly left me a great core group of people. He did. And Ms. O'Neill, you have a great core group of people. Up, from every office here to every department head, every person who works for the city, they're exceptional, remarkable, and it was a very humbling experience on a daily basis walking in here and working with them. Just fantastic. And the citizenry that came out and got involved in all the things that the city of Fairbanks did is the best of times for me, I must say. It was the best of times, very enjoyable, best I could have ever imagined. And everyone asked me, what are you going to do next? And I said, there is no getting better than this. So I'm not going to worry about it. Am I going to do stuff? I'm already being dragged into real estate things and items, and I'm still getting up at 5. And, I get, depending on who makes the coffee between me and Emily, that's who pours. But I have good days still, and I'm going to have many more. So let's have a toast, if we could.
If we can get that, if we can get it open. No.
Technical difficulties. Where's public works? Well, anyway. We're going to have a brief at ease, and then new officers will take their oaths. Thank you. It's been enjoyable.
We're going to go ahead and call the meeting back to order. If we could have some quiet, please. Thank you. And clerk, we turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Cleworth. We are going to ask Ms. Tidwell and Ms. Sprinkle to come to the front of the room so they can take their oaths. Please, each of you raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States,
the Constitution of the State of Alaska, the Charter and Ordinances of the City of Fairbanks, and that I will faithfully discharge my duties as City Council member. To the best of my ability.
We did it.
These are your individual oaths. Okay. Right here. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Alaska.
The Constitution of the State of Alaska.
The Charter and Ordinances of the City of Fairbanks.
The Charter and Ordinances of the City of Fairbanks.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties as mayor.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties as mayor.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I will get you a copy of your signed oath later, and there is your official certificate. Oh, she needs an agenda.
Thanks. Great. Thank you. And all right. Thank you, Madam Clerk and members of the City Council. It's a pleasure to be sworn in tonight with you and to the members of the City of Fairbanks. Thank you for your confidence in me. To the staff of the city, I look forward to working with all of you. I appreciate your warm welcome and your steadfast dedication to this city. I'm very excited for the next 3 to 6 years together. So can't wait to work with you all. And so next on the agenda is committee reports and council members' comments. Are there any committee reports? Ms. Therrien.
Well, assume you appoint us again to the legislative committee, Mr. Ringstad and myself and Mayor Pruse for the legislative committee. And we have been soliciting comments from the council as to our priorities for the legislature. And we need to have those comments by October 31st. And then I thought, depending whether or not we're available, maybe after the work session on Monday for the budget, John, you and I could maybe stay and try to work on those, if not maybe towards the end of the week. And I know that we're meeting with the legislature on the 24th, and so I'd like to have that together as soon as possible so that we can get it on the agenda for a vote before the 24th.
Great. Are there any other committee reports or any comments from council members? Ms. Sprinkle.
I was supposed to have a chamber board meeting today, but they canceled it. It's going to be next week. So I don't know what they've got planned for us there, but I had a Riverfront Commission meeting that was more about STEES and motorized bike paths than it was about river, with the understanding that somehow, some way, we may see upgrades via DOT from the Johansson all the way to GARS. So there's something along there. There was also mention of a potential understanding from the railroad and the city and the borough for the Riverside, I forgot what they call that. There's a river walkway or riverway on the north side of the bank. Sorry, it's been going on. Bob would know, but that may be coming to an end as far as the conversations about who owns what and what it would cost and whatnot. But the Riverfront Commission is looking for one more city member. So I'm just throwing that out to public. So if there's anybody interested in the Riverfront Commission, that is a need. And last but not least, I would love to talk about the scheduling that we will be doing for discussions with FEDCO amongst ourselves and the presentations they make, as well as Explore Fairbanks. I think it's scheduled for half an hour, 25 minutes with a 5-minute opportunity for questions, and I think that's insufficient and nearly rude. So I would love to ask us to rethink some of that. When we're sending that kind of money to an entity, I'd like to know more about why and what, and everything's been great, but I would love to have the opportunity to ask more than a 5-minute Q&A. So I put that to my council. And with that, I'm done. Thank you. And welcome, Mayor.
Mr. Cleworth.
Thank you, Mayor. We'll do both council member comments here. I don't have a committee report, really, but congratulations, Sue, and to Crystal, and to you, Mayor. Look forward to working with you again. It's been a real joy the last 3 years with the council, and we don't have any change here, so I think we'll do well. And I hope that you have a great 3 years. I think you've got a great staff to work with. This is a wonderful city, I think, to be a mayor of. It was my honor for one term also, and it is financially a sound city. We don't have hardly any of the problems that the major cities in America have, or even the smaller ones. We're financially sound. We provide a very high level of service, as Mike talked about earlier. We have problems, and every city will have problems, and you slowly work on them to the best of your ability. I just say to you, if I can be of any help, if you need any help, you can't attend everything or do everything. I remember that as mayor, I relied heavily on council members to help out too. Don't hesitate to call on that. But one other little item that I was talking to the city clerk about. When I first ran for council, it was 1987. My opponent and I had 5,830 votes. In the election this year for the mayor, we had 3,691. Now, that was 1987. There was no Shannon Park. There weren't the housing developments we have in South Fairbanks. And you wonder, and our population has not gone down. It's been pretty much stagnant since then. And I just wonder, what's happened? Where is everybody that's supposed to be voting? That is a decline of 37% in that time span. So I don't know, something to think about. I don't have the answer to that one, but it would be interesting to explore that a little bit further. Thank you and welcome aboard.
Thank you, Mr. Cleworth. Any other, Mr. Barney?
I ditto what Mr. Cleworth just indicated. I look forward to working with you. Congratulations on your win, and We, like I mentioned before, we have momentum going, and I surely wish that that continues. I'm sure it will.
Me too, Mr. Varney. Ms. Tidwell.
I don't have any committee reports. I do have an Economic Development Committee meeting tomorrow, so the next meeting should have something. And just like Jerry said, I'm really pleased that our council didn't change. We have had a great relationship over the last 3 years, and I don't expect that to be any different for the next three, and I'm excited that you're going to be a part of that, and I can't wait to see what we do as a city. So welcome, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you. A question for Margarita. We're starting our budget meetings Monday morning. Are we going to get the budget books Monday, or are we going to get them ahead of time?
Yes. Our goal is to have your budget books available on the 31st of October. And
this Friday.
Yes, this Friday. And that is our goal. And I'll send out a note, and I'll have them available for everyone.
Just to show how desperate we are that we have nothing else.
Yes.
Eat lots of candy, so you know, be awake for it. Yeah, Ms. Eric. Yes.
Thanks. This Wednesday we have the meeting for our permanent fund board at 1:30, I believe, and I'd still like to be on that committee, and I hope that you would have the opportunity to come to that if possible. And as far as council member comments, looking forward to working with you. Congratulations. I know you're going to do a great job.
Thank you. All right, moving on to item 16, City Clerk's report.
I provided a written report earlier this week, and congratulations to Mayor O'Neill. And I also just wanted you to know I'm working on a report on all the city board and commission and community appointments that the council is currently a part of. And so I'll work with you on that coming up.
Thank you. Any questions for the clerk? No? Item 17, city attorney report.
It's the most important item on the agenda.
It says that right here. It's in bold.
Forget the elections and that stuff. I have said before, and I will say again, public service and what you all do is something that I hold very highly. Anybody that is willing to raise their hand and sit in that seat, kudos to you. So to our returning council members, congratulations. To our new mayor, congratulations as well. And we are fully staffed at the legal department still, so that's a good thing. that concludes my city attorney's report. Soon.
Is she shy?
No, she's... she's back in Fairbanks and happily busy with family and doing all those things that we all love to do with our family this time of year. So, I promise to get her in front of you.
She's her new family.
She's a real person. it's not AI. I promise.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chard. Item 18 is an executive session. Do we still need the executive session for this evening? Yes, we do. Okay, so at this time, we'll take a break, and we need a motion to go into executive session. And after that, we'll take a break and clear out the room. Mr. Cleworth.
Mayor, I move we go in executive session to discuss one item, AFL-CIO labor negotiations.
Motion made by Mr. Cleworth and seconded by Mr. Ringstad. And we'll just take a few minutes to clear the room. All right. Oh, is there any objection? Seeing none, we'll be right back.
City Council met in executive session, discussed one item, AFL-CIO contract. No formal action was taken.
Is there a motion to adjourn? And so at, I
can't see that far. Six, eight, seven, 51. We're adjourned. Thanks, everyone.